English cellist Richard Harwood is back in Auckland at the moment. Last night he played with the Auckland Philharmonia Schumann Concerto, but on Monday he's doing a recital with pianist Caroline Almonte and a programme featuring works by Schumann, Brahms, Shostakovich and Bridge. Recognised for his mature and insightful interpretations, Richard has made his concerto debut at a shockingly young age, many, many years ago when he was about 10 or 12, and has since been called the greatest young cello talent since Jacqueline Dupré. He was the first British cellist to be named a Bach Prize winner at the International Johann Sebastian Bach competition. He's performed since all over the world, done many concerts in such English establishments as Wigmore Hall, also at most of the South Bank venues, and he's been here before. He played in Auckland midwinter last year with the Auckland Philharmonia. Before he joins us, let's just hear something from his EMI disc, which came out to great critical acclaim, I think probably 2 or 3 years ago now. We're going to hear a little part of the Chopin Cello Sonata. Third movement of Chopin Cello Sonata, op. 65, performed by Richard Harwood and Christopher Berner. And Richard joins us now from our studio in Auckland. Welcome back to New Zealand, Richard.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon.
You must like us, because it's not that long since you were here.
I love you guys. I love you all. It's really lovely to be back. I enjoy, I mean, every time I come to New Zealand, it's my third time now, but I always have a great time here, so I'm very happy to be here and getting a taste, an early taste of summer, because, you know, I've just come from a cold London, cold and grey, rainy London, so it's nice to be here enjoying the weather.
So is it the weather or the company you come for?
I come for the company, of course, of course. But the weather's just a bonus, an added bonus.
Now, I'm just playing a bit of your disc for EMI, and I foolishly said it came out a couple of years ago. It was actually only last year.
That's right, yeah. It was recorded in 2006, and then the release was held back a couple of months to coincide with the 10th anniversary of the EMI debut series. So it came out in January 2007, throughout most of the world, and in other territories it's come out a bit later than that.
And in New Zealand?
It's coming out this Monday, it's coming Monday, the 10th of March.
So this is a special release for New Zealand specifically?
I believe so, yes. I think because of the last visit I made back in June, and in returning sort of so soon after, comparatively so soon after, they decided to release it in its own right. So it's now, I think, more readily available here. It doesn't have to be ordered. It doesn't have to be imported.
Well, that makes it very rewarding for people who heard you last night playing with the Auckland Philharmonia, Richard, and also who might come and hear you on Monday doing your recital.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So tell us about last night, Schumann. That was a bit of a big work, isn't it, for the cellist?
It is a tough work, actually. I mean, and in a strange kind of way. I mean, it's not one of these huge sort of powerhouse concertos like Dvorak or Shostakovich, where, you know, it's you know, full on heroism. It's very personal, sort of inward-looking work, and you know, it's without a break. I mean, there are no breaks between the movements. It was great fun last night. The audience were very warm, very responsive, and it's always a pleasure to work with the APO and the conductors they invite.
So I take it you hadn't met Oko Kame before?
No, never before. I'd heard lots about him from friends of mine who knew him quite well. But we'd never met personally before, and he was very easy to get on. He was a lovely guy. Very
yeah,
nice,
he
know.
Comes, you know, with a huge reputation. He's been at the helm of many of the sort of top orchestras in the world.
Oh, he has a huge reputation, and rightly so. Yeah, he was great to work with. Great to work with.
So for you, when you meet a new conductor like that, somebody particularly who's so much older than you and been around for so much longer, what do you get from that sort of meeting, even though it's only for 2 or 3 days?
Well, that varies from person to person, but, you know, to be able to work with someone with such a wealth of experience, you know, it's kind of, I think it's the things that you can't describe that really are the things that benefit you for your, you know, for your career, for your future. But, you know, you just kind of, you can't really put your finger on the thing that necessarily you get from it, but it's just a, you know, wonderful experience to be able to collaborate with such musicians.
I imagine, you know, you're still relatively young in your career, even though you've been doing it for already over 10 years, mm-hmm. Richard. Do you look particularly for people you want to work with? Is that one way of getting the experience that you want?
I think with the concerto performing, I know I do quite a lot of things, and you know I don't really choose the conductor. It's you know, it's usually, you know, the whole package is kind of, you know, put put to us as soloists, and I'm always happy to do it.
I always find it quite amazing, actually, that you're so happy to go along into what is basically the unknown.
Well, I mean, everyone comes with a reputation, and you know, so I never had any cause or reason for any doubts. I think when it comes to chamber music, that's when usually kind of personal friendships come into play in a great way, and one sort of gets to know somebody over a period of time and then wants to start to play with them, or, you know, tries to find the opportunity to maybe have a festival or kind of experiment with a, you know, variety of chamber music options.
And I imagine that, you know, the spring and the summer are not far away in the Northern Hemisphere. It's festival time, isn't it? So you'll be getting a chance to go to some of those chamber music festivals.
That's right. Yes, indeed. Yeah, I'm got quite a few things coming up. I'm going to be in Holland in a couple of months' time. And then I go to Belgium to give some masterclasses in Bruges. And then I give some chamber concerts a bit after that, also in I think, in Brussels. Yeah, I'm doing quite a lot of chamber music in the next season. I go to Vienna and perform at the Musikverein. That's next season. And then Budapest Spring Festival. We play on Bartok's birthday. Yeah, a number of projects like that coming up. So it's all very exciting.
Yeah, so
very happy to do it.
Do the chamber music festivals, do they provide a certain stimulation that you might not get in the concerto repertoire?
I mean, I get the stimulation from all angles. You know, it's always a great pleasure to play concertos. I mean, that's something I adore doing. I love it. You know, would love to do more and more and more of that. It's always, you know, can never get enough of it. Chamber music, of course, is equally rewarding, in just in a different way. It's you know, it's just a different type of music, a different type of relationship with the musicians you play with. Although, having said that, you know, the relationship you have with the orchestra when you play a work like Schumann Concerto, you know, we're all collaborating at the same time. It's not, I don't think it's a case of soloist and orchestra. You know, we're all making music together.
I'm talking to Richard Harwood, a cellist from England, who's working in Auckland at the moment and doing a recital with Caroline Almonte on Monday night. So the programme you do and Caroline are doing, Richard, tell us about some of the things you particularly enjoy in this work.
Well, we're continuing the Schumann theme and starting with the Adagio Allegro, which is a beautifully lyrical piece. Where the Adagio opening is, and there's a fiery, exciting allegro that follows it, and then we're going to be doing the E minor sonata by Brahms, which I guess is probably one of the most well known works of the, you know, cello piano duo repertoire, and then after the interval, a sort of slightly more contemporary program in Shostakovich's sonata, and Frank Bridge sonata, which is a work not heard nearly often enough. Of course, Bridge is very well known for being the teacher of Benjamin Britten, but his works, you know, have really not been played anywhere nearly as much as Britten's.
And what's it like, the work you're doing?
Well, it's poignantly beautiful, I guess, is the best way to describe it. It was written between 1913 and 1917, around the First World War. There's a lot of emotion stirred up, of course, because of the time it was written in. I think the, you know, Bridge's harmonies then probably were quite experimental, and probably it would have been maybe a challenge to hear, but now it's just very rich and lush harmonies, and I think people that are coming to the concert and think, well, I'm not sure what the Bridge might be like, I think they're going to be given a nice surprise.
Well, it's nearly 100 years ago, isn't it? It's extraordinary to think about it like that.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Now, you've also done new works, or you've had works written for you, I should say, by Dominic Moldowney and also Martin Butler.
That's really
wonderful having something especially tailored to you.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a fun experience. I mean, when it works, it's a really, really fun experience. And I've been very fortunate that, at least for me, the experiences have always seemed to work. It was great fun working with Martin and also, I guess, particularly with Dominic, in that, you know, we continued our collaboration after that. You know, he does a lot of things for TV and for theatre, and he invited me to record the solo part for one of his BBC dramas.
It's interesting, you're mentioning BBC dramas, because you're also doing a doco at the moment about Beethoven.
Yeah, not for BBC, but I think it's going to be released on Sky Arts and throughout throughout the world in the cinema and on DVD eventually. It's made by Phil Grabsky, who did this wonderfully acclaimed documentary about Mozart called In Search of Mozart. And, you know, he's obviously caught the, you know, he's a very diverse documentary maker, having made documentaries about Chernobyl and Pele and Muhammad Ali. But he's obviously got the composer bug, so he's now following it up with In Search of Beethoven. And in the autumn last year, well, British autumn last year, November time, I recorded a film, the A Major Sonata, the Opus 69, which is also on the disc, with Christoph Berner. And just last month, I recorded the Opus 1, number 1 trio, and with two Russian musicians, Julia Fedoseva, pianist, and Alexander Sitkovetsky, violinist, and they also did Spring Sonata, and I think even we did the Opus 102, number 1 sonata for piano and cello as well. So it was a very exciting experience to film that with Phil.
So are there any insights into Beethoven that were a surprise to you?
Well, I mean, as far as our role in the documentary making process, we recorded our interpretations of these works, and as far as the new insights that may or may not be there, we're going to have to wait for the finished product, which I'm looking forward to very much.
Oh, I see. So you don't really know what he's got in store for you.
Absolutely, yeah.
It must be really interesting, though, working in different mediums like this.
Mm.
Yeah.
My first real kind of experience of I've done some things before for DVD, you know, things that have been, you know, performances or masterclasses that have just happened to have been filmed, but never actually done something like that, where, you know, we do something over and over again to get the right angle, the right shot, the fade in, the focus, all this kind of stuff. It's very interesting.
Yeah, and takes quite a lot of discipline to reproduce each time the same virtually.
Yeah, well, I think they take a preferred track, you know, so let's say the third time they like, and they take the audio from that, and then the rest of the time for them is about getting the, you know, getting the high definition cameras in focus and all those things. Of course, for us, we always are striving for more, and I'm wanting to get a better version for them, or a better option for them. It's a really, really fun experience. And Phil's really great to work with. He's very laid back, and great fun to do.
So we'll see you possibly on the big screen, Richard.
Yeah.
As well as on the concert hall.
I think it'll be, I don't know when exactly, but I think the end of this year.
Well, it's nice talking to you, Richard. Thank you very much. And I hope the recital on Monday night's a pleasure for you as well as for the audience.
I'm looking forward very much. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Richard Harwood, cellist, who's performing, as we said, on Monday night with the pianist Carolyn Almonte.